Lord, we just pray that your word would be a lamp, Lord, to our feet, a light to our path. Lord, let your word, which you put in us in our heart, Lord. Lord, let that be your words, your thoughts, what we seek. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. There's some familiar verses, Colossians chapter 3. We hear it a lot around here. Just never gets old. Right? Nothing that gives life to you should ever get old. Right? If the word gets old to you, then it's just not giving life to you. God speaks it, life. They're just layers of, you know, meanings. And it just amazed me that for eternity we're going to be seeing new glimpses of God's glory and learning about Him, you know. Everything we see now is in shadows and, you know, then we'll be able to see fully. These familiar verses starting in chapter 3 of Colossians that I'm reminded of today, because we hear it all the time that you begin to manifest what your mind is set on, or what your mind, whatever you're thinking, you begin to manifest it, right? And if your thoughts are fearful, then you'll begin to manifest anxiety and stress and worry, right? All those things, because that's what your mind is set on. It just kind of follows suit. But I love these verses here. They're just really powerful, starting in verse 1. It says, therefore, if you have been, that word is since you have been. Therefore, since you have been raised up with Christ, you're a believer, that's what happened to you, right? Seated with Him in the heavenly places. Since that's happened to you, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, continually seeking those. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. That word, be intent, setting our mind. I was reading about that today and even read it before. They said it's a hard word to translate into the English about setting your mind, because it has to do with visceral and cognitive. Visceral is how I feel, my innermost being, right? Set your innermost being on the things above, you know, your heart, your soul, and then also your thinking, your logical, your mind, okay? Kind of put those two words together, seeking the things above, because that's where Christ is. It means my heart has to be into it, right? And then, because the Lord wants to begin to change the way I think of a situation. And we hear that all the time. You know, if you've ever been in, you know, climbed a tree, or you're looking, there's one place in the Smoky Mountains you can go to, and Lookout Point or something like that, up in the Smoky Mountains. You're supposed to be able to see 7 states from right there. I can't think of the name of it, but it's in the Smoky Mountains. Yeah. Right. So from that view, you can see on the ground, you can't see 7 states, but from up there, you can see 7 different, same thing. You know, in other words, he's trying to get us, our identity in Christ is that you are seated with him in the heavenly places. Now set your affection and your attention on that, where he is. Seek continually, let that, as a lifestyle, seek him, right? Again, we say this all the time. God is not hiding things from you. He's hiding things for you, right? And I have to continue because of the fallen world we have to live in, these fallen bodies. It says, verse 3, for you have died, and your life is hidden. Your very life is hidden with Christ in God. Again, I love how you use that term, is hidden. My life is hidden with Christ, something I'm supposed to be seeking out, continually finding who I am, my identity in Christ, right? Is a continual thing that I'm going to be doing until, Jesus comes back. We'll be doing it forever. So, for you have died. That word died there is not like a one-time thing that I've died. This word actually means there's a continual process. You are continually dying, right? We are continually dying physically as you're getting older, but this isn't talking about the physical dying, that you are continually dying in Christ. You are continually, things are continually being put to death. And since that is true, since we're continually dying, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, discover your life. Discover who you are, right? because it says when Christ is revealed. It's really the only way. The next verse, I'll read it. When Christ, who is your life, our life, who is our very life, is revealed to you, then you will be revealed with him in the realm, it says in glory, but that's actually in the realms of glory. Christ, who is my very life, right? I'd written something on Facebook, and which I think is really true. When we realize that we are his greatest obsession, he becomes our greatest obsession, right? And Christ, who is, if it's my very life, if Jesus is not your very life, then you're not going to be seeking the things above, right? Wholeheartedly, anyway. But as we grow and realize that he is our very life, he's our very, so we're in Christ, we're there, all life comes from him, then continue, right? That's just an ongoing thing, because it's so easy, y'all, when you're going through difficult situations, or, you know, things or people around you aren't acting right, and things are just absolutely seem to be out of your control. Seek things above. What is he saying about it? You know, because I find myself recently, what I'm seeing before me is not working very good, because it's causing nothing but a lot of stress. But then you get with him when you're seeking him, and you hear what he says about it, what he is speak from that realm of glory. We discover him, and that he is in. You know, Bishop had a good sermon yesterday about leading into the valley of decision, or the valley of blessing, when you're right there, and it gets the hardest right before you break through into that valley of blessing, right? But the whole thing is about, like Jehoshaphat, when he had to get that word from the Lord, you know, and all of a sudden tell him not to set your mind on what it looks like, but on what the word says, on what God's perspective of this situation is, you know. It really helps. I know this is a real simple word, but it just changes everything, you know. When you have to deal with, you know, your kids, and they're not acting right, and you want them to, and they're acting out of their choice that God's given them, and, you know, and you've done everything you can possibly do, all right, then, Jesus, what are you saying about this? You know, because whatever you say about this is what I'm going to believe, and I've got to, because this other way is sucking the life out of me. You know what I mean? It will do that, but if he is my life, just think about that. He is my very life. Who is our life? We're raised up with Christ. We're seated with him in the heavenly places to change everything, to change our life, our perspective. You know, I was thinking about Hebrews 11 is an awesome chapter. Go back and read this, you know, the faith chapter. But I really like, more than anything out of that whole chapter there, what it says about Abraham, you know. That Abraham considered himself a stranger and an alien on the earth. That he lived in tents. Because it said he was always looking for a city whose architect and builder is God. His heart was set on his heavenly home, right? And so he never got caught up in this world, you know. I thought, what a great, y'all have heard me say that before. What a great way to live your life, or view of life, right? Which is really, I'm just kind of passing through 10. Lord, let my affections be set. Let me see. Let both my heart and my mind be set on the things above, where I'm headed, right? This is where we're all headed. And so there's nothing that we cling to on this earth. Nothing. Not our husband, our wife, not our children, right? You hope can't be in any of those. It's got to be in him, you know, and viewing it from, it's always cool. Just like that thing where you see seven states, it's always cool to view, and much better to view from his perspective and what he's saying. Amen. Well, Lord, set our affections on you, on the things above, where we are seated with Christ. Lord, if we're not viewing from there, and we're not getting our identity from that, Lord, then it's all going to be just messed up. Lord, turn our face. May we set our face like a flint. Lord, may we continually, as you say, continually, moment by moment, seek the things above, where we are, where Christ is. Lord, I know you don't take, we're not robots, and you don't take that choice from us. But thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit. And I pray that every person here now, the flame that you put in them, that passion and desire for you would just consume them more and more, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.